Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. That's an interesting little musical intro there, Shantae. Say hi to Shantae, folks. She's filling in for Ross while Ross is on baby watch. 2015. She doesn't talk, though. She told me don't talk to her because she will not talk to me back. And holding true to her word, she's not talking to me. Anyway, all right, so we're focusing in our Wonder Woman series. We're doing, we kicked it off a couple weeks ago. People loving it. They like to hear stories of women who empower other women who have achieved great things in our wonderful state here of Illinois. And this week's guest is Marie Paro. She's the president of the Apollo Chorus of Chicago. Marie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, and perfect pronunciation of my name. Not everyone gets that right the first try.
And which is, for this show, rare that I get anybody's name right.
Is it the Italian part? Because
it could be.
Fellow Italian.
Paro would be the real, if we wanted to say it like a real Italian, Paro. Now, where in Italy are you guys from, like the origin of your family?
Oh, so proud to talk about that. We are from the island of Ischia, which is right
Never
off the Amalfi coast,
yeah.
Right next to Capri.
Oh, wow.
So, absolutely beautiful part of Italy.
I'm sure. Have you been back?
I have been back, and you know, just as you might have experienced, they welcome you with open arms. Distant cousins, they will roll out the red carpet. Yes,
gotta love those Italians.
they,
we can see we're talking about Italians all show long.
They know how to appreciate life,
of course,
so great.
And they got it right with the whole taking a break in the middle of the day.
They have it right.
I mean,
they'll live forever.
Right. If not, their legacies will, that's for sure. You drink enough wine and, I mean, eat some good desserts. And I know every time my family is gone, and I don't go with them as often as I would love to. Right. But
and where and what part of Italy?
All my family's from Sicily.
Okay.
So my mother was born in Palermo, which is the capital of Sicily. Right. And then my father was born in this little fishing town, equally as beautiful as Capri, called Castellammare del Golfo. And it's right on the Gulf Coast, and
it's such amazing history in that part of Italy. It's just incredible.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's unfortunate. Everyone who doesn't know, instantly when you say Sicilian, thinks of The Godfather, which is okay, you know. But, you know, there's so much more to our culture than the mob.
Right.
You know, it doesn't exist anymore. There is no such thing as the mob. All right, so Marie, let's get off topic. Let's switch focus here to...
It's a great segue, though. Italian and
to the culture.
To music and classical music especially. And, you know, I've been the president of Chicago's Apollo Chorus of Chicago, a very long-standing organization. And
tell me about it, because I know of it, but I don't know the deep roots of it. Tell me.
Well, it's truly amazing that there are just a few of these organizations, cultural organizations, that have sustained themselves over time. A lot of them do come and go. But in case our listeners don't know, the Apollo Chorus was actually founded right after the Great Chicago Fire. It was purposefully put together to help with that kind of neighborhood civic spirit. Choruses in every culture you can name, and certainly I've traveled in the world and lived in other countries, a neighborhood chorus or a community chorus is a constant, and you find it everywhere.
Chorus,
but when,
like, all right, so we talking like a singing group?
It is a singing group, right? And so, you know, it might be other organizations might call themselves choirs,
right.
Chorales,
glee clubs.
Yeah. And when we think of glee clubs, of course, that is, which I think is a wonderful tradition. There's a side of Apollo in some of our concerts that has a glee club feel that might sing a couple of different songs or maybe more popular songs, and we do that at times at Apollo because good music is good music.
Sure.
But we're also known because we're a large organization. We have 120 very strong volunteer singers, but it's an auditioned chorus and very high quality, that we're able to do some of these large masterworks of chorus composition. So this coming year we'll do Mendelssohn's Elijah, and we'll fill the Rockefeller Chapel down at University of Chicago. We'll fill that altar with a full orchestra and all of these choral members. We, of course, have been doing Handel's Messiah every single year since 1879. We have been performing that, and we do the full oratorio. It's coming up next weekend at Harris Theater, December 19th and December 20th.
Can people still get tickets?
People can still get tickets, and I hope that they do. It's quite an experience to have a Baroque orchestra and all of those singers, incredible soloists this year, and the full piece. And I think I think it would be memorable for just about any concert, a great tradition. But with those But with those characteristics of Apollo do come a lot of challenges because, you know, as a board member, you are responsible for sustaining that organization. With a history like that, you would hate for it to fall into the lake, right? You really want to keep it going. But to hire an orchestra and to rent those venues, we are constantly trying to figure out ways to keep ourselves afloat. Very common to, I'm sure, a lot of people who are
absolutely
working with
nonprofits. But so important to keep the culture and the music alive.
Right.
We're going to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have news after that. But we're talking to the president of the Apollo Chorus of Chicago, Marie Paro, who's going to be hanging out with us, and we're going to get a little bit more of your history and how and you're going to sing something. I heard something about you. You're going to sing something for us?
I'm definitely not singing, but thank you for asking.
Oh, man, I tried. I put her on the spot. She didn't bite.
He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. That last newscast, by the way, was sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. We're back with our Wonder Woman series, and we're with Maria Paro, the wonderful Italian from some place in Italy I never heard of. The president of the Apollo Chorus of Chicago. Maria, thanks so much for coming in this Sunday.
Thank you.
Hey, so we were talking a little bit off mic about how you got to where you're at, you know, because this whole Wonder Woman series we're doing here is really about inspiring women to, you know, to take that next step. You know, if you're looking to get into a professional career and you've been hesitant and, you know, to me, great success is about following certain archetypes in history that you look up to, that you could relate to. Mm-hmm. And then that thus empowers you to move forward. So what motivated you to really get to where you're at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that, you know, following your passions, following what drives you is going to be a great gauge for the directions you need to take. And I think for me, what's been maybe what's a little more unique than other people that you've spoken to on this series is, you know, I came from continue in the role of a internal communications, employee communications, executive communications for organizations. And that is, you know, a hugely important skill set to bring to a nonprofit, to an arts organization. However, I think that there are many people out there when they're thinking about nonprofits, even in areas they feel very passionate about, they feel that to sort of come in and take a leadership role is something that you do once you've reached the top of your particular career. You're now the president of a consulting firm, and so you're now going to look around and say, what board needs me?
Right.
Of course, at Apollo, it's quite different because our board historically is made up of our own members. And that's something that we're trying very hard to branch out. We think that's important for sustaining the organization, that part of my presidency, as it were, is we are striving to bring in outside people to be on our board and help advise us. But again, I think that it's important that wherever you are in your career, if you have, certainly having the time to do it is important, but you really, especially if you feel passionate about it, as I happen to feel about community choruses and, you know, the non-professional volunteer singer who is doing it for the love of it.
The pure passion.
Right. And bringing music up to a standard of excellence that these people might not think they have the ability to reach. I think that Chicago is so, so fortunate with the professional arts organizations we have here, world class.
Sure. And, they're getting better every year.
They get better every year. It makes us so proud. And of course, we aspire to it. We learn from them. But there are people who are wonderful singers. Perhaps they didn't choose it as a career, but you know, hey, why shouldn't they have the opportunity to sing on the stage at Harris Theater?
Absolutely.
In a glorious piece of music that unites us all. So I think that's something that to me, at some point I say, I have a skill set, I have the interest, I have the motivation, I will accept this role and you know,
it's a challenging role, though. Let's face it. I mean, you could be a president in a lot of different companies and a lot of different businesses, but when you choose to be a president of a high-profile nonprofit, you're stepping into some shoes that are pretty hard to fill because, I mean, let's face it, it's nonprofit. What that means is you got to raise profit and you got to find ways and creatively to generate income for this. You know, what most people think of as, you know, entertainment, so to speak, but, you know, what the deeper fabric of it all is is culture. Without culture in our community, there really isn't a vibrant, exciting, you know, a place to visit here in Chicago. I think that's, you know, where money should never be cut from organizations like you or you know, it's and public schools and music.
It's becoming more of a challenge. They've done great research. I wish I had references with me, but organizations like Chorus America have done some wonderful research around what singing in a community chorus brings to people's personal lives, brings to their mental state, the type of good citizen that is probably involved in a chorus and how they often are the ones sort of involved in other philanthropies. But it is hard. I you know, working at PricewaterhouseCoopers, they have sort of charitable days where they'll invite people who work for the company who are on nonprofit boards to sort of set up a booth in one room and try to get employees interested in helping out with that organization. And I was so happy to bring Apollo Chorus to this special charitable day. As you can imagine, we were surrounded by people who were working on healthcare issues and abuse and education. There's no denying that these are crucial.
Yeah.
And there was this arts organization. But as you said, I'm really happy to wave that flag for its importance.
Well, you're a great asset to the Apollo Chorus, and we commend you for all the work you're doing. And you know, if there's anybody out there that wants to be a part of it and help, how could they do that?
Oh, I'd love them first. They can always visit apollochorus.org and find out about the organization. You can reach me at any time at president@apollochorus.org and ask any questions about what the chorus is about, how they might want to get involved, even if it's, you know, they're interested in board participation or they're interested in an audition, and I can give them information on that because we want people to get involved. That's what we're about.
That's cool. That's really cool. And now this is new, so you're the first one to be a part of this, the closing of the Wonder Woman segment. So we're adding a new element to this.
Uh-huh.
And it's in line of the James Lipton questions that you hear in the actor's studio, behind the actor's studio, which I love.
Love
that show, and I love James Lipton. So here we go. Here is your one-word answers to the next 10 questions, okay? This is going to be rapid fire.
Okay.
What is your favorite word?
Compassion.
What is your least favorite word?
Contention.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
I'm turned on by artists collaborating to create something that is better than they thought they'd ever, a quality they never thought they'd reach, something very unique.
Interesting. What sounds or noise do you love?
My favorite sound might be the sound of a child completely cracking up.
Me too.
I love it.
I hear it all day long. Then the adult starts to crack up afterwards. What sound or noise do you hate?
I probably could name a few, but one, for example, is the sound of a vacuum makes me crazy. Unless I'm vacuuming, then I'm not thinking, but if anyone else is vacuuming, which is usually the case, I do not like that sound.
All right. What is your favorite curse word? Gist of it.
It probably is just friggin'.
Friggin', I love it. It's friggin' cool. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Mm-hmm.
If any other profession out there could be the craziest thing.
Truly what in my heart of hearts I'd love to be is a tour guide.
Interesting. We can help you get a job here in Chicago.
It.
You know those little red buses that drive by right now?
I love it.
Get you a job there. All right. What profession would you not like to do?
Do you know, I've always felt this way, and this time, at a time like this, I can't, I feel it just as strongly, is I think it must be the hardest job in the world to be a police officer.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's scary, and it's tough to get it right, and I greatly admire people, but I could not do that job.
I agree with you. All right. And finally, If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Well, of course, I hope that I get there. And I just hope he was sort of watching me and says, you hung in there. That's
good,
all.
Good job. Marie Power, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And folks, go support the Apollo Chorus of Chicago, a great organization. And thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.